One thing to have in place related to health is a if I die document. This is just as important as trust and estate planning and having a will. This is an instructional checklist for if you would pass away, what are the security codes to your crypto accounts? How do you log in? And what is the second factor authentication software mobile app for your E-Trade account or your retirement account? Or in what states do you have 529 accounts open for your kids? And does your spouse know how to access those?
Welcome to the Accredited Investor Podcast, which you will learn from the world's leading experts, thought leaders, industry titans, and the who's who in business. This podcast provides diverse, high-level, and timely information for accredited investors and those looking to scale their business to the next level. I'm the host, Jonathan Tuttle, founder at Midwest Park Capital, a boutique mobile home park real estate fund, Revenue Send, a leading digital consulting and fractional CMO agency, Business Cash Out, a boutique M&A firm focused on service-based businesses, and a part of the founding team at Wowie Pop, a mood-enhancing kava beverage. This episode is sponsored by Prestige, the world's most exclusive social networking app. All links are in the show notes below. Enjoy the show. Please like, comment, and share this podcast with friends. Thanks for listening.
Hello, this is Richard Wilson, and welcome to Module 11 in our mini-series on how to start a family office. I'm actually skipping out on a investment conference right now to go outside, get some exercise. And on my way out the door, I figured this is the perfect time to record this short video on the importance of investing in your health. I don't think in any other family office book, investment strategies book, you're going to really hear about investing in your health, but it's one of the most important things we communicate to you. I have a client who literally owns a Ferrari and spends more money maintaining his Ferrari than his own body. And he's going to get tired of that car in 2 to 4 years and trade it out for something else. I was at a wealth management membership conference lately, and I spoke on stage to 180 people. I know they all paid $30,000 a year for membership. I had everybody raise their hand who had spent over $30,000 on their health that year. And one person out of 180 raised their hand. That means everyone else in that room prioritize their money and their investment portfolios over their health. Many people spend $700 on a tune-up for their Mercedes every year, or $1,500 on an oil change for their Land Rover. But they don't spend $700 on a inside tracker service where a nurse comes to your house, takes a blood sample, and gives you a report on 50 different biomarkers in your body. In other words, you're investing more in your car, maybe in a plane ticket to go on vacation during spring break with the kids, maybe more on a hotel for New Year's Eve or an Airbnb than you spend on your health, maybe over a whole month or quarter, or maybe the whole year. So the point here is that you should be over-investing in your health. If you are wealthy enough to care about maybe having a family office structure for yourself, then you should be going to restaurants and grocery stores, not looking at the price of the food, but looking at how clean the food is and overpaying for the cleanest, healthiest, most nutrient-rich food that you can possibly be eating. You should be living in healthy environments, surrounding yourself with healthy people, and over-investing in your health. Even if you are the greediest person on planet Earth and you're watching this mini-series, you can try to become a billionaire one day. Well, guess what? You don't make much money if you die. It's expensive to die tax-wise. You're going to stop making money. And everyone else around you, even if you are greedy and money-focused, which I'm sure you're not, or you wouldn't be watching this module, so I'm joking when I say this, but even if you do prioritize money over just about everything, everyone around you would rather you be alive and worth a little bit less, but be healthier and be happy and healthy and high energy, right? So there's a bunch of things you can do to invest in your health. You could get an MRI every 12 to 18 months that can identify over 300 different types of tumors and diseases in your body. And as long as your doctor says there's no bad health effects of that, get an MRI to identify things that could be early detected and taken care of. Another thing you can do is maybe consider upgrading the car you drive to something safer. If you pass away before age, let's say 55 or 60 years old, it's quite likely from either cancer or a car accident. So if you want to avoid dying in a car accident, just one suggestion and a practical note is to buy the safest car that money can buy. If you're making $200,000, $300,000 a year, $500,000, $1 million a year, you're worth $3 to $5 million or $10 million. then consider getting a Tesla Model X. Consider getting a Lincoln Navigator. Statistically speaking, the mortality rate of large luxury SUVs from the National Highway Association in the United States is almost statistically 0.0%. I bought a Lincoln Navigator because it's the only five-star crash-rated luxury large SUV, the Escalade, Suburban. They're all four-star out of five. So that's why we got the Navigator. And so upgrading your cars is something to consider. Also, if you're watching this in 2022, you still may have beneficial bonus depreciation options as a business owner for this year, and they'll be slightly reduced next year, but you'll still have some bonus depreciation available for 2023 and so on as that declines unless they change the tax code again. Maybe check out getting a executive physical at the Mayo Clinic. Might pay $3,000 to $7,000 and they'll check for cancer and disease. They'll check 20 or 30 different points. And you could go do that, if not every 6 months, maybe once a year, every year and a half. These are the types of things that most people don't do. They really don't cost that much money. For many of you, if you're at the level of worrying about having a family office, going on one nice vacation would take care of everything I just talked about for the entire year and doing all those things every single year. And it would be doing probably 10 times more than the average family office peer or what you used to do. One other thing I've done, which is very simple, is get an Omron, O-M-R-O-N, body composition monitor. It'll tell you your level of visceral fat, your percentage of body fat, your weight, the calories you burn just by sitting still every day. That can be helpful to see and kind of comical to compare to your siblings or spouse, et cetera. And then the other thing I would say is just cut out stress and friction in your life anywhere you can. Unnecessary travel, stressful people, stressful projects, stressful businesses. And the final thing is that, let's say all of this doesn't help. You get bad luck with genes, DNA, car accident after all, et cetera. One thing to have in place related to health is a if I die document. This is just as important as trust and estate planning and having a will. This is an instructional checklist for if you would pass away, what are the security codes to your crypto accounts? How do you log in? And what is the second factor authentication software mobile app for your E-Trade account or your retirement account? Or in what states do you have 529 accounts open for your kids? And does your spouse know how to access those? If you run an operating business, who do you fire and put in charge? What do you pay them and how do you change that compensation structure? And who do you trust that will always do things with your family's best interests in mind and you know will be very loyal and competent to run the business if you are gone? Does your spouse know how to do those things? Do your children know what to do? Could someone else in your family step in and do things on your behalf, like change who's running your company? I know in our business, we could run things with a 5 to 7 person skeleton crew instead of all 25 employees if we had to, and still generate a couple of $1 million a year and stay very profitable and could do that for many years to come so that my family could live off of that income and not even touch the assets that we have saved up in case of something bad happening to me or to the business. So having these instructions of trust this person, don't trust this person, fire these people if you need to and have a skeleton crew, sell off these assets, sell off those assets, don't sell off these other assets. And here's how to access all of our mortgage accounts, bank accounts, retirement accounts, savings accounts. And here are all the tax experts, what happens if we get audited, bookkeepers, accountants, service providers, and everyone else that serves your family office, your wealth advisory services, and anyone else who touches your balance sheet is all super critical. This costs absolutely nothing to do. Almost nobody I know has this. I hope that you find this idea and a lot of the other ideas within this video series helpful and very practical, right? It costs nothing to get values in place for your family. There's no reason not to do it. It costs nothing to have a if I die document. It costs almost nothing to invest in your health. And it's not really a cost at all. It's an investment in your health. And if you don't make time for your health and invest in your health now, then you're going to have to make time later when you're sick and recovering from not being healthy. We had a family office professional friend of mine. He was a professional baseball player. He then worked almost 24 hours a day, slept 4 hours a night. He got cancer in his 30s. He went to many doctors for treatment solutions. They said, well, you got cancer most likely because you never slept. And your body had high cortisol and it creates more free radicals and more issues that can lead to cancer. And they said, you have to take care of yourself. You have to start sleeping more. And his message on stage at our event last March, was that don't be like me. Don't wait until you literally get cancer and almost die to get a wake-up call that you should take care of your health and invest in your health. Use his wake-up call to your benefit and invest in your health. We all know we should. We all know we need to. And if you are watching this video series, there's no more excuses. You, your father, your mother, your siblings, you all should be investing and prioritizing in your health and making that the number one priority, even if you are not naturally inclined to do so. Because again, if you're focused on having fun, you're going to have fun for more years and you're going to feel better. If you're focused on money, you're going to make more money and get taxed less by not dying. If you don't really care about money, then invest in your health even more so you feel good and you can help other people in life feel good if you're being the best version of yourself and not a sick, tired version of yourself that doesn't feel well. So I hope you found this helpful. There's probably somebody in your family that's really good at this, probably the best friend or a good friend, hopefully, who's a good influence in your life doing this. There's probably also somebody in your family or on your team who really needs to watch this video. So please feel free to share it with them. I hope it's helpful to you. This is Richard Wilson, and we'll see you on Module 12 next. Thank you.
Hey, it's Jonathan. Make sure to download and listen weekly as I bring the top entrepreneurs sharing their best insights and timely information. Finally, I get people asking me to help them one-on-one. Yes, I can, but it's very limited. Go to revenueascend.com for fractional CMO and business consulting. For real estate investing, go to midwestparkcapital.com. And those looking to invest or sell their service-based business, go to businesscashout.com. All links are included below. Please like, comment, and share the Accredited Investor Podcast with your friends. Thanks for listening.